now a very special message from the CEO of Portman Show.
Today, Portman Show stands in solidarity with all communities of color. The inequitable and brutal treatment of Black and African Americans is unacceptable. I honestly believe that any action taken right now by a non-white is completely justified. Show us where it says protesters are supposed to be polite and peaceful. You know what? While we're at it, tall people have for too long been the keepers of the tall shelves, the views over fences, and the knowers of the weather. Up there, short people need to rise up! I don't mean in height. Speaking of short people, let the record show that I want to apologize on behalf of Andrew, an owner of property. A landlord, some would say. There was a time in this country when people were property. Property. Keeping it for ourselves and only allowing others to occupy our homes so long as they are indebted to us for simply exercising one of the basic human rights. Even though I, too, have become one of these despicable property owners, demanding Andrew surrender legal tender for the use of room and a board. Therefore, I think we should abolish all property. To all of you who disagree, I challenge you to come out from behind the safety of your red, white, and blue mask of freedom and tweet me like a man / person. But before you do, put on a mask. Not the one you just took off, but, you know, one of the ones we like. Yeah. And now that we're on to masks, let the record show that I am apologizing as an American on behalf of all Americans for the systemic oppression of all Chinese people to such a degree that we have left them with no other choice but to express their frustrations by releasing a virus on the Western world. While I understand that all Chineseies are responsible for this, the patriarchal capitalist society from which I hail left them no other choice but to infect the planet just to have their little Asian voices heard. So, tonight, I am using my privileged platform to ask all of you to support the continued apologies of Portman Show by signing up for the private channel lounge at portmanshow.com/VIP. Thank you.
Where do you get a podium?
At work. They're giving one away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you want a podium?
I mean, why wouldn't we want a podium?
Because it's a... No.
Why wouldn't we want a podium?
Because where... Are you going to put it in your storage unit or what?
Sure. Until we find a proper place for a podium. I mean, it's cool enough to have a podium just like in the corner. But imagine how amazing it would be to have proper placement of the podium at your place.
Where would you put it? Like, what would you do with it other than just making a quick joke?
Perhaps.
And then the rest of the time being like, why the fuck is there a podium?
Perhaps you just remove your television set altogether and replace it with a podium.
We'll use it whenever you have an argument to make. You run over and stand behind the podium,
yeah.
So you can...
Oh, you got to have a hammer and a gavel, too,
at the podium. I don't think we have one of those.
We can get one. No reason we can't get one.
Those are pretty cheap, probably, compared to podiums.
Yeah.
Do you need, like, a 20-foot?
Just think about the value of this podium. We can't afford not to have this podium.
Yeah.
How often do you come across a free podium?
Not very often. And I doubt there's too many others.
No one else is going to go after this podium.
I don't think so.
Get the podium. How big is this podium?
It's podium size.
It's regular podium size. So podiums aren't that.
Yeah.
Okay. While podiums might seem a little bulky.
Yeah.
What really is important is the footprint of the podium. The podium print. The printium, if you will. So considering that this is regular podium size, the printium of the podium could probably pretty easily perfectly fit in the corner of the basement over there.
Okay. No, it won't fit there.
No, not there, but like, you know, over there.
Oh, you mean in the back room?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess that'd be a good place to store it.
I'll sacrifice a closet.
You're insane for this podium. I can't believe how excited you are for a podium.
How many times in your life do you get to come across a free podium?
Not often,
I guess.
I
would never spend any money on a podium.
Right.
There's no overt explicit use to have a podium.
No.
What if we just started having
podium
neighborhood podium conferences?
Just drag it out
of
the yard.
Put it in the front yard and we just start talking. You know what? We're going to cut a hole in this table and I'm going to stand behind the podium during the show. Welcome to the Showdium. That's what I'm going to say. That's the new name of this show, the Showdium. And it's a portmanteau-dium.
It sure is.
God damn, this is all the show, by the way.
Oh, have we started?
Yeah, this is definitely. What? This is definitely. I love this conversation.
All right, well, for fuck's sake,
you
I guess
what
I'll,
happens
I guess
is the
I'll,
word podium was said.
Yeah.
Well, lost, I guess free.
You lost your fucking mind. Yeah, really, it was the free part that really set you off.
The best things in life.
Yeah.
Are podiums. Your shit's quiet.
That's me.
Your shit's real quiet.
That's what happens when we just fucking...
When we don't have a podium.
Yeah. Well, when you have a podium, it sounds like this. Well, I guess since we've started, this is episode 429 of Portman Show.
This is what it sounds like, because the podium's in a big echoey room.
Yeah. That's where you have podiums, and you stand, and you declare your righteous fruit bowl. Welcome to the show, Andrew. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Friday evening. Are you excited about green phase?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get into that. But I just want to make the announcement. This could be possibly the most offensive Portman show ever.
Oh, really?
Because the topics
ever.
That are bouncing around in my head
oh, no.
Right now, I don't know if it's most offensive, but certainly could get us in the most trouble.
Yeah.
Certainly don't help the case for me not being a racist or a sexist.
Sure. Yeah, it's really hard not to. Well, to be fair, like anything you say right now will be.
Yeah, you guys, it's really hard walking around
evil.
Pretending to not be racist.
But you're not racist. You're just.
How dare you?
Good point.
You're not racist. You just hate blacks.
Yeah.
Puke's like, well, there's truth to that.
Yeah, I was trying to think, like, is that the truth? Is that my truth? That's my truth. Anyway, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Pretty much anything you say right now would be construed as racist, no matter what. That's what if somebody on the left. Or like a supporter of Black Lives Matter, et cetera.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of left.
Yeah, the court of tweet, basically. Because welcome to the show, everybody. Obviously, if you live under a rock, you're not aware of what's happened
since
the last show. Or on this show. how did you find us? How are you listening to a podcast if you're under a rock? What a fucking world we live in.
If you're under a rock, you'd be like in Iran, right? Which one's below the other one?
Yeah, Iraq. Z is below Iran. F. Iran 20 miles. Iran. A race. These jokes don't work.
Iraq Z sits below the Formula Firebird in the lineup. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, boy, a lot of texts coming in from both work and play.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, they don't matter because I'm not at work, so I don't fucking care. I'll figure out what it says later.
Oh, good. What's that like?
Oh, I guess it's nice.
How about that?
See, my work doesn't follow me home very often, if at all. So I can ignore a text and read it much later. Because, I mean, it's not like... Like, the text I got involves running a machine. And that machine is not here in the basement in the new studio of champions. That's right. I'm taking that name back. That's our name now. It's our studio.
I was never that big of a fan of it in the first place.
Oh, were you not? Didn't you come up with it?
No.
Oh. I thought you did.
No.
No. You don't like it?
No.
We don't have a studio name, people. Should the name of this episode be the most racist episode?
No.
Okay.
The name of it will come naturally at some point, and I'll write it down after I get real excited.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be Shodium. It's way too early to be coming up with the name of the show.
Yeah. But this will have to be a shorter than average show because...
Oh, yeah. We got shit to do. We're already at 16:28 in the afternoon.
Yeah. It's the stupid state's green phase today.
Yeah.
Which, from what I can tell, the only fucking difference is that restaurants that are not completely out of business already...
Yeah, that haven't shuttered.
...are allowed to seat people and serve drinks that aren't to go.
Are they allowed to seat, like, only half the people they could?
I don't know, but I got a call earlier from the restaurant.
Yeah, what'd they say? They said, please, well, one, please come give us money.
I thought, for fuck's sake, if I'm going to go out to eat, and we're taking out our friends who I promised to take out to eat when we could.
Yeah.
Before they leave and move to Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And so I want to take them to a nice place. They don't know Pittsburgh very well, and they only have a couple months to experience Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I said, where do you guys want to go? And the woman said, Italian food. And I said, okay, nah. Fair enough. I'll maybe find a salad, but I'm not going to make that part of the problem.
You're going to eat like some pasta salad?
No.
That's a salad?
I'm going to eat something that I can eat. I still hate myself significantly from that waffle.
Oh, man, the waffle and the biscuit.
Oh, Jesus. I still.
And the hash browns.
Yep. Yeah. Plus an entire fucking regular breakfast meal, the omelet. Like, the omelet is all I would have had normally.
Yeah. But you went fucking hog wild.
And the syrup.
Oh. Syrup is probably the worst thing. That's just pure sugar.
So, yeah. They don't know what's around, what's good in Pittsburgh. And I go, I know Pittsburgh. And I usually base things on neighborhoods. But all week long, I'm like, which neighborhoods can we actually go to?
Yeah. Because many of them are filled with protesters.
Yeah.
So, but there's many.
But the protesters, they seem fine now. The riot part of it seems over.
Yeah. Pittsburgh had a very mild riot season. And I believe that maybe topography helps. But probably. Also just kind of the response was pretty quick. And, you know, Pittsburgh is more of a, I don't know, more of a neighborly
friendlier
city.
Yeah, it is.
It has a lot less just people losing their fucking minds and not giving a shit about anything. Like, it's a very, I don't know, this city has a very, like, kind of like team mentality. Because people have
been. The Steelers.
I don't mean just sports, but I mean, like. Because I think there's...
People are proud to be from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well...
And they don't want to fuck Pittsburgh up.
Think about it. I've been listening to this book that you recommended called Meet You in Hell or Meet Me in Hell.
Great book. Spectacular
book. About Carnegie and Frick, the steel barons of the world at one point. And, you know, I mean, you think about the conditions that, like, tens of thousands of people worked in these steel mills and coal mines and all this shit. And it's like, that creates a, you know, adversity... Adversity equals divert. No, doesn't work. I was trying to work diversity in there.
Adversity overcomes diversity.
Yeah, there we go. I'm going to make a little clappy noise. but yeah, I mean, like, you know, you have all these people. I've talked to people at work that, like, their fathers and grandfathers and stuff worked in coal mines and shit. So that sort of, you know, shitty lifestyle kind of breeds a, for lack of a better word, a brotherhood, which is similar to what I saw in the military. Like, you go through such a shitty experience together, it doesn't matter what your background is, like where you grew up or what your beliefs are. In that moment, the only thing you care about is surviving an ordeal. And sometimes that's throughout a lifetime. Like, if you work in a steel mill for 40 years.
Yeah, the only time you actually care about that shit is when you're a fucking bored kid with no real problems in college.
Yeah.
And all you can do is look at people and group them.
And that's becoming much more of a problem, obviously. So thankfully, I think because we don't have too many... Well, does Pittsburgh have too many, like, liberal colleges? A lot of the colleges...
Yeah, Pittsburgh's a super highly educated city with lots and lots of colleges and lots of college influence.
But the colleges are more focused on STEM, are they not? Or am I just making that up because...
You're just making that
Carnegie
up.
Carnegie Mellon's
because
got robots.
Carnegie Mellon
and...
exists, and okay. So does University of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is medical heavy.
Yeah.
Eds and meds, that's the terminology.
Okay. Well, I don't know. In my mind, I picture that like some of the education in this area is more focused on real world issues, not just like fucking philosophy and race war studies.
Trust me, there's plenty that are focused on philosophy.
Yeah, every
and
college,
race war I've dated all of them.
They're just filled with it. All young people now are filled with it. So we only had I think two cop cars burned or some shit, and some a street worth of shops were busted into, or I don't know if there's too much looting, but they. The city took care of it pretty quick, actually, and so there you go. Whew. But thankfully, I'm way up here in old Whiteyville, out in the suburbs.
Whiteyville? I don't know about Whiteyville.
No?
No.
What?
You don't live in Whiteyville.
Oh, okay. Where's that at?
Whiteyville?
Yeah.
Wexford?
The even more rich areas?
Yeah, so listeners, if you were driving up McKnight Road from downtown Pittsburgh,
uh-huh.
And you just kept on going. Like
forever.
You took all of McKnight Road and you got to the end of McKnight Road, which turns into another road, then it merges with Perry Highway.
Does it turn into McDay Road?
Nice.
I don't know. Opposite things are hilarious.
But just north past the LA Fitness and Trader Joe's on McKnight Road, a few more miles, you end up in Whiteyville.
Yeah. That reminds me.
Trader Joe's and LA Fitness are both in Whiteyville.
I forgot to mail out my LA Fitness canceled.
Me too. Fuck.
These cunts.
God damn it.
Of course, they make it nearly impossible to cancel your fucking subscription.
Every other subscription in the world, I can just go online and cancel.
Well, sometimes even online, they're very difficult. Like, if you ever tried to cancel, like, Netflix, there's quite the process.
Yeah, I forget. I forget flicks.
Or, like, you've tried to delete Facebook. I mean, you got to go through menus for days.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Riots?
Oh, no. Dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah. So, the two criterias were Italian food seems to be the preference, and somewhere that she can get a margarita. So I start looking online.
Italian margaritas?
I mean, margaritas everywhere.
Are they just, they're just common?
However, the problem was the good Italian places that I've heard are good, because I don't go to Italian restaurants because I can't eat anything good there.
Yeah.
The places that I've heard that are good, both were BYOB. So then I said, okay, what's more important, Italian food or margaritas? Because it seems like we're going to have one or the other here.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, margaritas, whatever's fine. So I thought, okay. I picked what seems to be a relatively fancy restaurant overlooking the city. And they called me today to confirm the reservation.
Okay.
And on top of confirming the reservation, they said, okay, just so you know, we can seat you. Everything's good. Your reservation still stands. Okay. 7:30, table for four, under Andrew.
But
you need to wear a mask when you walk in and when you leave. And you can't come in until we come get you. And it's like, for fuck's sake.
What?
it's all the most arbitrary bullshit ever.
Yes, it is. And it's so confusing because I thought, I don't know. Who the fuck knows what green phase means, because I'm not going to bother to look it up because fuck, you know, Tom Wolf, the governor of Pennsylvania, and every governor of every state that just comes up with all this arbitrary horse shit.
Well, you know who's better than Tom Wolf? Jim Justice.
Okay.
Because I'm going to Jim Justice country tomorrow.
What's that?
The governor of West Virginia.
Oh, wow. His name is Jim Justice,
yeah.
Huh? All right.
Oh, and the guy running against him? It's like Joe Thrasher. Coolest names ever for political candidates, for gubernatorial candidates.
Yeah.
All right. You talk for a second. I'm going to get Larry set up because Larry just walked into the studio.
Well, Larry's here. Hi. He's currently attempting to sit down, and we're adjusting cameras. Let's see here. So what was I going to say about dinner? Oh, I'm going to eat it.
What about food?
So
I like food. I came here for the provisions.
So Larry's joining us on the show.
But this is real pathetic. We're excited for dinner.
Where's your mask?
Oh. Level one.
Oh.
Puke. That's just level one.
You need that turned down?
Yeah. For whom?
Oh, the headphones?
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes to do that. He likes to turn them up really loud.
I don't know if that's good.
Is that better?
That's better, yep.
Okay,
yep.
Cool.
Now, when Andrew shouts, it's good.
All right. I don't like the way...
So just like me, Larry's been traveling lately. How much better has your experience been not in Pennsylvania than versus Pennsylvania?
A lot.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I was in South Carolina for a week.
Yeah.
I ate at three restaurants
without
a mask. Without a mask. I went to the gym.
Gym, wow.
I did lots of things. I was grocery shopping because I stayed in Airbnb for a week.
Yeah.
So you get groceries.
Oh, and it wasn't illegal?
No, it wasn't legal. No one had a mask on. In fact, I was in it's called a Sprouts. It's basically a Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, but just another variant of it. You know, a healthier grocery store.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Was there a line?
There was no line. Well, there was.
To get in?
No.
Oh.
So the only restriction they had, so this is even better. Because the state was not, everybody wears a mask, they had a cart out front and said, here's an optional mask. Here's optional gloves if you want them. But no one had it on except for elderly people.
Yeah.
And also there was middle-aged ladies drinking beer, pushing a cart around shopping. I'm like, this is awesome.
What? Now, why did they have a beer? Just because they're alcoholics?
I think so. Apparently, when you go grocery shopping, you need a little, you know.
Is that legal down there all the time, I wonder?
I think it is.
Damn.
I'm not 100% sure if it's legal, but I walked the main street of the area, and there was people carrying alcohol around.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's legal or just something they don't care about.
Well,
I feel like at this point, any touristy town, I feel like open container is perfectly fine as you're walking around doing whatever the fuck you want.
I saw an article that was talking about Pennsylvania adjusting their liquor laws so that these businesses could have their, you know, could serve booze outside. And because of a lot, some of the restrictions said that restaurants could serve food as long as people sat outside. But then there's like these stupid fucking old laws where they say you're not allowed to have booze outside past this door.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, just get rid of the fucking dumbass.
Dumbass. Get rid of the dumbasses.
Yeah.
We're the problem.
My brain broke. The dumbass liquor laws. Man, talking's hard.
Yeah, talking such.
So, but obviously that's never going to happen because the state loves to control everything.
Well, I'm going back to a state of out of control.
Okay.
West Virginia.
What's their stats? Did you look it up?
West Virginia.
Stats in regards to
filled
what?
Filled with hillbillies.
Their cases and stuff.
I don't care.
I think they had two.
Yeah,
whatever it is, I don't care.
Well, when I was in South Carolina, I looked it up. It was significantly lower, but there's a lot of case studies with vitamin D and sunlight having a lot of effect with it. So warmer regions. I was curious on what West Virginia was because it's relatively the same climate we have here.
Well, luckily, West Virginia has no people in it, so they didn't really interact. And
they've been socially distancing since 1879.
They've never seen a Chinaman.
When the McCoys came over that damn hill.
Yeah. Trying to take the Hatfield's daughters. But, speaking of which, a few years ago, I watched a great little miniseries on Netflix with... Oh, who the fuck was in it?
Johnny Knoxville?
No, the guy who was the lead in Twister. He was Chet from Weird Science. He's dead.
Oh.
He was the main character in Big Love.
I don't know. I can look up Twister.
He was in fucking that Sigourney Weaver movie with the space
alien. He played...
Bill
Paxton.
I got it before you did, and you used the internet.
It wasn't loading yet.
It had Bill Paxton.
He did
rattle
off five movies he was in, so you were going to get there.
Anyway. He played Private Hudson.
It had a great docuseries, Hatfields and McCoys. I really enjoyed it.
Over, man!
Did you ever see the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia?
That's what I thought about, because he's mentioned that on the show.
That's great.
I need to watch that now, because now that I've been to West Virginia, I want to see the real
West Virginia
under the
has
rug.
Two parts. The rich and the beyond poor.
You mean the beyond poor and the not quite as poor? Is there anybody rich in West Virginia?
The Mountain Dew drinkers?
Yeah, the people from out of state.
Oh, yeah. The ones that go to that snow mountain.
Yeah.
Ski mountain. Ski resort.
Yes. So, going back tomorrow, I'm pretty fucking excited.
Why are you going back?
Because I want to.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. How often do you get an opportunity to stay in a luxurious, large place for free in a cool place?
Yeah.
Where right now it's a whole lot better than Pennsylvania.
Okay. Yeah, true.
Because
you don't have to be here for really any reason.
So unless I have to physically be here, which I've been busting my ass all week to make sure I don't have to be here.
Like finishing that Miata that's in my garage?
Oh, that too, yeah.
Fuck. Projects.
So, I'm going back in my bucket list right now. It's very short.
Yeah.
Beyond work and exercise and explore the mountain. Bucket list is do some downhill mountain biking.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, that shit's not opening back up until July 2nd. The ski lift's bringing the bikes back up.
Uh-oh. So you're going to do some downhill biking and then some...
Leave it.
Leaving the bike and hiking back up.
Yeah.
These all sound like sex moves.
So, but I am going to bike the rail trail that runs along the river that you and I kayaked on.
Yeah. It goes beside the Greenbrier River.
How was your romantic weekend?
It was good. Listen to the
Listen to last week's show, God damn it. You'll hear all about it, and you'll hear all about Magic Spoon.
What episode? Well, that
Magic Spoon, if you listen to PCL number 207.
Yeah.
There you go. Plug.
I got a fun story about that too, involving Instagram. But yes, last weekend, 2 weekends ago, great. It was pretty fun to get outside, get sunburned, all the shit. The worst part about sunburn isn't the pain. The pain goes away after a couple days, and then it's just the constant itching of every surface of your body.
Showers suck, too. You're like, I'm smelly.
But now I'm on fire.
I don't want to hurt and smell good.
Yeah. Well, I've been beyond that for a while, but like my arms and legs itch like crazy because they're peeling. And the best way to get rid of peeling sunburn is with an air compressor.
This is literally the whitest conversation I've ever heard.
Yeah. If you have access to a like an air gun and you can blow high pressure air, I mean maybe canned air would work too, but it's so satisfying to like blow the flesh off your
arm. I feel like that canned air could really fuck you up.
Me and friend of the show, Tony, we used to spray each other with canned air turned upside down.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you don't want to say that. You don't fuck you up. Yeah.
Well, you don't turn it upside down. I mean, if you do it right side up, it doesn't do that freeze effect.
Yeah, I feel like I brought it into high school and fucked with everybody.
It's
yeah, I almost got...
Inconspicuous silly string.
Yeah, I almost got into a fight in Afghanistan with one of my fucking... the guy that I was flying on a helicopter with because he was drunk and was like, does this suck?
As he's flying the helicopter?
No, we were in a... well...
Look how good I am.
That was... They were, a lot of times, guys were still drunk when we were flying the helicopter. Yeah.
It's war.
But anyway, yeah, it's so satisfying to like when your arm is peeling, if you got a bad enough sunburn,
mm-hmm.
and you just put that high pressure air across your skin and it just like lifts and blows the flesh away. It's so gross and satisfying at the same time.
This reminds me, I heard some horrible, horrible story about some guy getting an air compressor caught underneath his skin.
Well, you can, yeah, you don't want to like...
Like his full skin.
It can't be such high pressure.
And
that
he inflated
it,
like a balloon.
Yeah.
No, he did.
Foreskin?
That's the story.
Yeah, I think, like, that would be a very unique situation.
Look it up after I leave.
Okay. Now, I've heard of people doing unfortunate things where, like, you goose somebody with an air compressor gun and it blows their intestines up.
Yeah, you can get, like, air pockets in your blood.
Yeah.
From... high pressure
day. So you want to be careful. I mean, you don't take the high, like, I don't know. I've had airlines with the little air nozzle on the end of it, and I think you can regulate that shit. You don't want to have such high air pressure that it cuts your finger off.
Yeah.
So give it a test blow.
No, I feel like I believe it because I know that when I was a boy, I heard tales of the opposite. Like, oh yeah, little Timmy swam to the bottom of the deep end and sat on the pool drain or the pool filter vacuum.
Uh-huh.
And it sucked out his large intestine.
Yeah, we've all heard that story.
That's a
pretty common like wives' tale.
And that, kids, is why you don't try and poop.
There's no Timmy at the bottom of the pool, and there's no guy that drowned from cramps.
Yeah.
Rest my case. Find me patient zero.
Yeah.
But
however, there's lots of stories about guys jumping off the tops of slides and missing the pool and kind of hitting half the pool.
Sort of breaking their entire spine in two.
Yeah.
There is actual footage of a guy at a hotel pool getting his, you know, stuck in the pool jet.
His Wagner?
Yeah.
There's
a video of him. He's just sitting on the ledge like freaking out.
They didn't. why didn't they just turn on the jet?
Well, he stayed there till like the middle of the night. Like he just stood in one spot. And at one point, they're like, "You okay, dude?"
No, because then it'll be like an air compressor situation, except for with water.
Oh yeah, just
right up the channel. No, think about it. Here's exactly how the mechanics work of this. There's no way you're doing this unless you're shit faced. First off. Secondly, you're shit faced. You get in the pool.
Yeah.
You get a little bit horny. But the pool is a little chilly. We all know what happens to a penis when it's chilly.
We're learning a lot about Andrew today.
So no matter how excited you might be, your dick is not fully grown, right? Either A, you're getting horny, in which case your dick is engorging itself.
Because you're like, ooh, look at that tile work.
Right.
Do you write erotic novels? Because this is going somewhere.
Yeah. There's a lot of I'm going to play all this out. I'm going to leave no stone unturned.
Andrew's phallus engorged.
I'm going to leave no hidden speaker in a rock unturned. It's a little pool landscaping joke for you.
It's pretty awful.
But no, either A, you're getting horny when you approach the jet. B, you have whiskey dick, in which case you cannot get fully engorged as you approach the jet.
Yeah.
Or C, it's cold and your dick isn't as large as it could be.
Yeah.
Either way, you're approaching that jet with not full dick.
Correct.
Right? Then you get to the jet and a couple of things happen. Either A, you reach peak horniness after you enter the jet, in which case your dick grew inside the jet.
What is it about the jet that turns you on? Is it the water pressure? Is it the displacement?
It could be all in your mind.
It's true.
I think it's just the fact that there's a hole there.
Yeah.
I'm really into dolphins.
That's what dicks are made for.
I mean, I get it. I'm into...
Dolphins.
My dick... I'm into my dick feeling nice things that weren't the result of my hands touching it.
Blowholes.
Who cares what it is?
I don't think you know
what
it is.
As long as it's not my hands. Now, so either A, full tumescence is achieved after entering the jet because of the mental stimulation of I'm getting horny, I've reached full boner in the jet, right? Option two is whiskey dick, right? Couldn't reach full boner because of whiskey dick. But you fuck around with that jet long enough, you start to sober up. And as you sober up and straighten up, so does your dick. Option three, cold, right? Well, where does the warmth in the pool come from?
Out of the jet.
Recirculated water after it's been heated. So the jet water is warmer than the pool water. So therefore, by the very scientific thermodynamic process here, it's going to be a larger dick in the jet no matter what. So people,
the thermal coefficient of expansion of a dick
is this the next
12.
Next theory on dicks. We got the tube. We got the displacement.
Oh, yeah.
Now
dick
we
number.
Need thermodynamics of dick.
Oh, yeah.
The thermodynamics of dick number.
Yeah, it would be...
TD.
Water displacement, hot and cold water.
It's a variable.
You're going to displace less cold water than you would hot water.
Yeah. What you want is the absolute time it would take to clog said jet.
Right. That's what you need to know.
Yeah. Mm.
Because then if you know that number, you know, 3 seconds in, 3 seconds out. 3 seconds in, 3 seconds out.
But have you seen a pool jet? How small is your dick?
I'm trying to picture a pool jet, and I've never tried to jam my dick in it, so...
Well, I think it...
Apparently, it's someone accomplished that task.
It seems to only happen on hotel pools, which are generally larger, you know, three-quarter Olympic pools.
Because
you would
pools,
need more water to recirculate. It would have to be a bigger hose.
More jets.
You could have that.
I think the answer here...
I didn't do the drawings for the pool, so I don't...
Is that we need to run for office, become president, or maybe a senator, and enact legislation that puts a little tiny screen over those jacuzzi jets so you can't jam dicks. We clearly have an epidemic of jacuzzi dick.
Epidemic.
Somewhere there's a very perverted pool engineer.
Yeah.
He's like, if I do this in three hotels where I got to travel.
Yeah, who designed that nozzle?
And like the jet, if it was a reverse jet, a sucker, it would make more sense than it would if it were outputting.
Oh my God. What if you're Mr. Jacuzzi?
Field trip.
What if you work for Jacuzzi? Here's the other thought. We need to infiltrate Jacuzzi.
Okay, we need to go to
and
Italy.
And then we'll sell a special model of Jacuzzi where like you can install the suck jet. All the rest of them are like normal, but you as the male Jacuzzi owner, you got a secret switch.
Ah. And then reverse the pump.
Becomes like a fucking with a fleshlight jammed inside of a Jacuzzi.
It's got like LED lights that turn like lipstick red.
For when you know it's on.
Self mode activated.
Yeah. Someone had to have thought of that, surely.
Oh, it's a brilliant idea, because not only does it serve the function, but it also cleans up the mess.
Oh, yeah. It just goes right into the filter.
And sterilizes.
Yep. Oh, chlorine. Yeah.
News at 11, man gets dick ripped off.
Fucking perfect product.
Testicles get sucked through dick into Jacuzzi nozzle.
Literally the perfect crime.
So here's what we do.
Okay.
For the commercial, we have a man. Let's call him a Larry type.
Okay.
Why do I got to be the dick guy?
So he's in the Jacuzzi.
I didn't sign up to be a dick model.
Because you got the beard. It helps. People like beards.
Because I'm a pervert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm a pervert with a beard?
So you're in that Jacuzzi. You're enjoying yourself. Meanwhile, there's Puke standing behind his glorious podium.
Where's this Jacuzzi at?
Giving a speech.
Can we set the stage?
Yeah. It's a sunken Jacuzzi. Because what you don't...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's when you know you want to do
the Neil move like this.
Where you put your arms on the ledge.
Yeah.
No, but now think about the camera angle. You don't want a sunken Jacuzzi.
Oh.
What you want is a Jacuzzi that's up a half flight of stairs.
Okay.
It's got to have a ledge.
Either it's sunken there or it's just simply on a deck, because in the foreground is you with the podium. And you can't have your 6 foot two face.
Right.
Wait.
6 foot 2 inches above the face of the guy in the Jacuzzi. So either the Jacuzzi has to be raised.
Yeah.
Or
I will dig a hole for the podium.
We gotta play with some perspective.
Which would be weird. Podiums deserve to be stood upon.
Podium. Well, that could get confusing. Because what is it, a hole or is it a pole?
Yeah, I was thinking pole. I was confused. What the fuck?
I think too many
portmanteaus.
We might be onto something here. So we're saying...
I doubt that.
They're saying that there's a perverted guy in the field. But if you look at how all jets are designed in Jacuzzis and pools, one would believe that... The pervert is a woman.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's a bit of a urethral
but it's not,
shape.
It's not perverted. If you go back to episode 77...
Secret shower time?
Okay. Of Puke and the Gang, you'll hear how I very, very comprehensively...
My untold secrets.
I very comprehensively broke down the difference between women masturbating and men masturbating. Mm-hmm. When women do it, it's not perverted. It's just, oh, how nice. When men do it, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this has to be targeted towards men. Because women, they have free reign to get their rocks off on whatever appliance that has some electromechanical device attached to it that they see fit.
Women can have sex with machines.
Yeah.
And then when men do it...
Mangled hot dogs.
Nice. Thanks, Tom. Well, that was interesting.
Did not. Well, that's the beauty of poor man shows. You never fucking know what kind of
down the Jacuzzi hole.
Yeah. What and kind listeners. Of story involving dicks we're going to come up with next.
If you want to support the storage of this podium, go to portmanshow.com/VIP. Larry, you'll have to listen to the first part of the show to understand the whole podium thing.
Yeah, I understand.
Two words. Free podium.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
There's no question after that, right? Like, you know what you got to do. Question. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
You had me at hello.
What did I want to get into? Oh, so dinner tonight should be nice.
Yeah.
But it's also sad. It's mostly just sad.
Well, thankfully, you picked a neighborhood that's up on a mountain.
Wait, you have to wear mask and all that crap?
So nope. To get in and out of the restaurant, but when you're sitting, you don't have to. It's fucking stupid.
Well, yeah, because how do you...
South Carolina, they're like, eh, don't sit too close. Come on in.
Yeah.
And the waitresses the same way. They were, well, I went to a smokehouse like four times because it's great. And also everybody I was interviewing with took me there. Must be a great place.
Nice.
They just came over like Bandit and it looked like they were part of the costume. Like, oh, we're at a smokehouse.
Yeah. When I was in Charleston, like four different people recommended the same barbecue place. Yeah. So when I finally went there, it did not disappoint. It was fucking amazing. Best fatty brisket I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. I had pork ends. Like every time.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, burnt ends?
Yeah, burnt ends.
Oh,
yeah.
You know,
jeez, now I'm hungry.
The fucking Jews.
Yeah, fuck the Jews.
They nearly ruined me for brisket for an entire lifetime.
Oh, why is that?
Because
do the Jews have a weird brisket or something?
I don't know if it's the Jews or just my family.
Probably your family. Well,
I don't think any Jews allow pork.
Brisket's beef.
Like I said, not a lot of pork.
Yeah, that doesn't change his argument.
You know what? Good point. You're right. I don't disagree with that. But
still valid.
So I've talked in detail about the Jewish foods that I was presented with as a boy and how I said feh to all of them.
Exactly.
Except for the pickles.
Very Jewish thing to say.
Yeah. Well, it fit the context. So... As I got real fast and quick and reflexive about turning down foods left and right.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that seemed too wet, I wasn't into.
So someone handed you a glass of water and you just fucking threw it across the room? Like, no!
What was all that jacuzzi
talk?
It's
too wet!
I was afraid of sauce for a long time. Like the only sauce I would consume was ketchup.
But that's not true. Pepperoni Hot Pockets or... Ham and cheese hot pockets.
Yeah, they had no sauce.
It wasn't cheese sauce. That's not
but
cheese.
But I knew it was cheese. Yeah. Cheese, okay. Yeah, cheese is fine. Yeah. That's yeah. I'm not lumping it with sauce. Sauce
for
is
years,
like,
I was afraid of stuffing.
Sauce is like, there's a couple okay sauces. Pizza sauce, it's okay. Not too much, though.
Okay.
Spaghetti
marinara
sauce.
Marinara or tomato?
I don't know. Spaghetti sauce, I could take it or leave it.
They're basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Add oregano. Boom. Same thing.
Yeah, I'd rather you didn't as a boy. But
a lot of trauma.
Yeah. But no, I was afraid of sauces. So like mashed potatoes and gravy? No, I'll just have the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Little did I know how fucking delicious gravy is.
So yeah, you really missed the gravy boat on that
one. Yeah.
It's basically wet salt.
Yeah, I didn't realize that till later in life. I might have had an early bad experience with a certain kind of gravy.
Maybe.
Jam, I wouldn't go near. Jelly, something. Wouldn't go near. Still to this day, never had jam.
All the things Andrew was raped with as a kid.
I like toast and jam.
Gravy.
So, but one of these meals, like, so the
jam's
the
main, a good one to avoid now, though.
The main courses I was really afraid of.
Yeah.
Chopped liver. I've talked about it before.
That's gross, yes.
That's fair.
What sounds good about I feel like cartoons make fun of that.
They do. All Jewish comedians have said, what am I, chopped liver?
Yeah, right. I'm not going to eat that. I'm not going to eat the butt of a joke. I'm not going to eat any butt.
Of any animal.
Pork unless butt. It's pork, which isn't allowed in this house. Grandma. So, anyway.
Or unless she's hot enough.
Then they would bring out the brisket. And the brisket was this thing served in not a container that I would get from a fast food restaurant. It was served in not a container that was microwavable. It wasn't something that came out of the box that I got from the Giant Eagle.
Okay.
It was something completely homemade, which terrified me to begin with. Who knows what's in there?
The dish? What? Like
that's like the opposite. Like, oh my
food.
God, homemade.
Oh, yeah, the food.
I know.
Well, you started talking about dishes, and then I was confused because you're like, your family homemade a dish for each brisket? What
well,
the?
No. The,
like,
the
was
dish,
it clay?
The dish came, was like a big glass dish.
Okay.
It came in grandma's casserole. Fuck no.
So inside was just the brown lumpy things inside a ton of very liquidy liquid that was brown.
Fat probably.
Yeah, fat gravy, like brisket gravy.
Yeah.
But
but now
early on as a boy I said I don't want all that sauce on this meat. I think I like meat, but I don't like sauce. Let's remove the sauce from the meat. So I let the brisket get really dry, and then I ate the brisket and I went, this is not good.
Yeah, that is
not
gross as fuck.
Yeah. Well, I'm not interested at all. And still to this day, it's not very good brisket. Sorry, Grandma. It's not. I feel like if you were going to improve it at some point, you had like 85 years.
Yeah.
You missed that boat.
And I mean, the other thing too is that it just might not be a good dish. Like some ways of
cooking. I think
cooking
the dish was fine.
Things.
It was big. It was glass. It was thick.
Oh, yeah. Delicious Pyrex.
But no, you're right.
I was talking about the actual brisket.
But because of that brisket experience.
Briskerience?
Little brisque.
There you go. That was a good one. That was a good one.
I quit.
See, Larry, who's not even, he doesn't sit in here very regularly.
No.
Just to even simply say that so comfortably, that took quite the brisk on his part. Anyway.
Speaking of Jewish traditions, that's how you fit your dick in a jacuzzi.
Yeah. So, I think early on, the brisket turned me off of brisket. So later in life, I'm like, why is everyone going so crazy for brisket? I've had brisket. What's the big deal? You all like flavor. The shit I had was flavorless, dry
beef
shit.
Yeah. I don't like brisket.
I love brisket now.
Even when I have barbecued brisket, I don't know.
I don't even need the sauce.
It's not my favorite.
It's a dish which is a huge variable. You can have a delicious brisket somewhere, like in the South.
Delishkit.
Damn it.
Or you can have someone that just like
that sounds like a Jewish word.
Disket?
Delishkit.
So what we learned about Andrew, hates brisket, loves pulled jets.
Yeah. But I love ribs.
Yeah, they're fine, but they're too messy.
Ah.
I like brisket because I can just use a fork.
There's a lot of delicious things that are messy, like wings.
Yeah.
Wings are not something I like ordering in public at all.
No.
Yeah.
So, not a lot of places have like to-go wings. It's not if you can't eat it while driving.
To-go wings aren't as good.
No.
It's just that 20 minutes driving home changes the profile.
Yeah. But restaurant rings, you don't want to do it.
They're not bad.
I only feel comfortable with to-go wings. I don't feel comfortable in a restaurant eating wings.
Yeah, because you look like a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
You're going to get back or I'm going to eat you.
With all that sauce on your face.
I'm worried tonight that we get to the restaurant, I'm going to find out all I can have is a garden salad.
Aw. Well, that's your choice.
It is my choice.
So shut the fuck up about it.
I'm also forced into making that choice because I ate a goddamn waffle.
But you liked that waffle.
It was delicious.
So now you don't get any more waffles. Unless you buy Waffle Grahams cereal. New for Magic Spoon.
Oh. So before I get into the part where I sound real racist and horrible, let's go to break.
Yeah, because I got to piss real bad.
During the break.
You're going to wait for us to come back for the break.
Is what you're going to do. Enjoy you can also do it at portmanshow.com/VIP if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Second half of Portman Show, episode 429. Larry's here. Andrew's here. I'm here. Where are you? I don't know why I'm explaining who's here, because I think the break is probably going to be about 10 seconds long. It'll just go boop, and then we'll come back to this.
Lots happened.
Yeah, but in our world, we looked at a garage and talked about beer.
911 came because Andrew fucked a pool.
And how great the future used to be.
Andrew found a Starion or an
Impulse.
Whatever the fucking, what is it, Isuzu?
Yeah. Oh,
Do they still make cars outside of Vietnam?
I don't think so.
Unfortunately not. They had some cool cars.
They did have some cool cars.
Even their copies of GMs were a better version of a GM car.
Absolutely.
Like what? Such as?
Even their SUV.
The third generation Impulse.
Oh.
What was their SUV?
The Rodeo. The Amigo.
Right.
Well, they had the
Amigo,
the Trooper.
Amigo. Oh, the Trooper.
V-Cross.
Oh, the V-Cross. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot the V-Cross.
That was like the last hurrah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was a cool vehicle.
Iron Man edition.
Yeah.
What?
They had the Iron Man edition.
Really?
It had a black, matte black hood and it had the Iron Man logo across it because everybody, you drive that to run far. I don't know. But it was great. That was back when like Iron Man had like licensed sunglasses and watches.
Yeah, our friends in New Hampshire had a V Cross.
Yeah, I forgot.
The yellow one was cool.
It was yellow.
It was yellow.
Such a cool car.
Yeah, too much plastic, though. I don't know.
But it looks but good on SUVs.
It was, yeah, because, you know, I mean, when you think about the ViaCross, because some at
which I do
SUVs,
often,
yeah. They have just a tiny bit of that black plastic around the fender, and it's like, ugh, why?
Yeah.
But the ViaCross was like, we're fucking plastic everywhere.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess
the ViaCross,
it is,
the Honda, what's the, Element. Had tons of plastic.
Yeah. I guess it's durable, yeah. But it fades and turns into this gray, ashy.
Aztec had tons of plastic.
It did.
Yeah.
Okay.
That should be in the same category as these cars.
Aztec's worth some money.
Yeah.
They had that tent. Get that factory tent option.
Yeah.
Jesus. Imagine if Breaking Bad didn't use that car. I think.
Oh, man.
It'd still go up. No.
You still think regardless.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure Breaking Bad didn't hurt.
I mean, I don't think that I would have been at the Peterson Automotive Museum and seen a... What the fuck car are we talking about?
Pontiac Aztec.
Pontiac Aztec toy. If it hadn't been branded as the Walter White.
Did it have a broken windshield?
I don't recall.
Mm. Or did it have a tent and a couple hipsters?
It came with a little Walter White figure.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
I mean, Jesus. I'm sure that nobody could have ever imagined that they would actually make a toy of that hideous, hideous box.
Breaking Bad. 1/32nd scale Pontiac Aztec. Comes with real meth.
And a missing hubcap.
Yeah.
So, I have a real problem with women.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Asians.
I'll get there. Trust me. I'll get there. But women, first off.
Yeah, is this news?
Andrew's gay.
I mean, I think we know everyone has a problem with women.
This is a different problem.
Mm.
Yeah, Andrew, we all know. Just come out.
Here's the issue.
It is Gay Pride Month.
Somehow, every woman has turned into a professional self-portrait taker.
Oh, selfie.
Sure.
Not self-portrait, selfie.
What's a self-portrait?
A self-portrait, I don't know, in my mind... A self-portrait is like, you know, when you paint, like if you paint yourself into a portrait, that's a self-portrait. But like, I don't know, selfie is like, is what it is, where you take your shitty cell phone, you go, you hold your arm out and it's a shit photo.
Yeah, but I don't know what a selfie is.
But a self-portrait, in my mind, is like a portrait. It should have more veritas. Is that the word? Gravitas! That's what I'm thinking of.
So, je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
If we wanted to make a portrait man show,
mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It would just be basically somebody painting us. It couldn't be a photograph.
Like George Costanza?
Well, it could be a photograph. I mean, a self-portrait using a camera is like a good one is a little more difficult because you might have to have a remote shutter or maybe a time shutter.
That you just undid every argument you just raised against me then.
Uh-huh.
You just said it could be a photo.
But not a photo. Held out in your...
Why not?
I don't know.
I think I'm right.
I've lost all steam for this argument.
Good, because I think I'm right.
This is... Yeah. Like every argument with you, you just beat me down until I just give in and don't fucking care.
Welcome
anymore.
To Home Life with Andrew and Puke.
So, but
domestic
no.
violence coming near you.
Women have all turned into excellent photographists.
Nope.
Did you Most go on a women. Date with another fatty?
No, that's not it.
So explain yourself. Let's go.
Okay. A couple days ago on Facebook, I saw someone in one of these Facebook groups selling a bunch of duvet covers and linens and things. And I went, ooh, I need these for reasons which I'll explain shortly on the show. So I went, ooh, discounted. Stuff on sale.
Yeah.
Stuff someone else already picked out. Women are far better at picking these things out than I am.
Your inner Jew is coming out.
Yeah. So I message her and I go, hey, let's see what you got. I'd love to take a look at it. I'm in need. So then she calls me and we message on Facebook and all this stuff. And I look at her on Facebook and I go, I wonder if I know this person because they seem like they're my age possibly. And
so that means you might know them?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe.
I spent the majority of my life around here.
Oh, that's true.
Anyway, so I click on their profile and I look and I go, ooh, it's a good looking woman.
Oh, I thought you were saying duvet cover. The ruffles and the buttons?
Like to cover my duvet with her.
That looks comfy.
So.
Like to rest my head on that.
Right. I'm looking at it and I'm going, cool. I'm going to, you know, maybe I'll meet a new attractive friend. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right? So you start getting excited. Like, oh, it's a person that I'm meeting in a more natural fashion than a dating site.
Okay.
And who the fuck knows? Anyway, person looks very attractive by the very brief viewing of the Facebook profile that I viewed.
Yeah.
And I get there today.
Mm-mm.
This human being, this sounds awful, but first of all, not shaped at all in the way that we were led to believe by viewing her online.
Hmm.
Also,
not shaped at all.
Dressed real weird.
Yeah.
Like in a weird leotard thing.
What did you expect for someone selling duvet covers on Facebook?
Also,
a leotard thing.
Yeah, okay. I have no idea. Like, you know how yoga pants are a thing?
I do.
It was an entire body yoga pants.
Boga pants?
Yeah, it was like a onesie. Yoga pants onesie.
Okay.
Also.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Like
at all.
Weird.
I'm not going to lie, it sounds fun to wear.
Fake tan.
Oh. Not good.
And just strange.
Okay.
Like,
no longer what you expected from just the
No, and
the
she was
selfie.
Fine. She was a delight and everything.
No,
but I just think we need to impose a rule where, like, I get it. I don't like my picture being taken because I'm not happy with the way I look.
Yeah.
So I don't go around taking amazing pictures of myself all the time and doctoring them up and posting them places.
Yeah, that's a difficult argument because if you don't like the way you look, but you somehow have the ability to take a photo where you do like the way you look.
I could if I mean, fucking spent time on it, but I don't think you should be lying to people.
Yeah, it's a weird, I think everybody does it though. I mean, you even by fact of the, I don't know how to say that phrase.
In English.
Even by the gooba gaba, like you choose the photo that you like.
Yes.
And you put it on your Facebook profile photo.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if you're not 100% convinced that you're a phenomenal looking person,
yeah,
then you shouldn't be spending a ton of time trying to make it seem like you're a phenomenal looking person
on social media.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I no longer trust any woman who has a photo where she looks like it's too staged. Right. Either A, it's staged. B, it's not a full body picture. Or C, it's not the frumpiest looking photo ever. And she's still a hot girl behind that, all that frumpiness.
Yeah.
Or whatever menial task she's doing.
Yeah, because they got some pretty crazy filters nowadays.
Though. Right. This is what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. The filters. I don't trust anything that looks like it could be filtered. I'm done. I'm done believing anybody about anything ever for any reason.
That seems like a.
And if you are ugly or fat.
Hmm.
Then, you know, just get a picture of yourself doing something that's fun or interesting besides, and it draws the focus away from you.
Like personality pictures.
Right. Or just, you know, be honest and use your profile picture, like, and just make it be a piece of cake.
See, my argument
Ooh,
for that
cake.
Is, I know guys that are into that, so why would you hide that? Because you're missing attracting the guy that would like
right.
you for you.
Yeah, all you're doing is you're setting us all up to be let down.
Yeah, and you're letting down the guy that
oh yeah,
it could just, have been the mate.
This is just a big, round, enormous,
everybody's lets down.
Pie of disappointment. Disappointment.
You had to bring dessert into that.
But yeah, so that's one thing. So that's why I should be hated. Now for hating women. On top of that,
I'm just looking at Andrew's profile photo on Facebook.
Yeah, mine's
here.
A rainbow coming out of my head.
Yeah, you definitely are not trying to look good in that photo at all.
No.
And there's another dude in that picture. Which is this your Grindr profile?
Yeah. And it also shows that I'm from Pittsburgh.
Aw.
Yeah. So
my profile photo shows that I'm from Italy.
The other thing is you know how we're not supposed to judge cultures?
Oh, do I? I've heard a thing or two about that.
You know, you're way safer just believing stereotypes until you're proven wrong. Like,
okay. Like briskets and Jews?
Yeah, so there are plenty of Jewish stereotypes that I actively work to break. Like if somebody meets me for the first time and they go, "Oh, you're a Jew?" Then in my mind, I go, every stereotype you can think of is now in your head, and it's up to me to prove you wrong about me. I'm not saying stop believing that about all Jews. I'm just saying stop believing that about me.
And here's $20.
Yeah. So, but like the same thing, for like I'm from Butler, a place where everyone is religious. When I was growing up, I just assumed that every hillbilly that was religious also beat their wives and hated black people. So I worked very hard.
Probably to accurate.
Separate myself from the religious, wife-beating, black people-hating hillbillies.
Mm-hmm.
But it was up to me to do that.
Right.
It wasn't up to everyone else to stop believing that about these people. I'm just saying.
Hmm.
There are things that are objectively shitty about any culture.
Yeah.
And it's up to individuals to separate themselves from those shitty things about those cultures, especially if they want the stereotypes to end. Like, enough individuals need to divert from the stereotype.
Right.
And be then there,
well, yeah, because if the reason that stereotypes exist is because they are accurate, like oftentimes there's a reason for that stereotype to exist.
Yeah.
That's just a natural way that human beings like observe patterns in nature. We have a stereotype that a dog wagging their tail is friendly. Not all dogs that wag their tail could be friendly. You don't fucking know.
Yeah.
So
until enough of them bite you while wagging.
Yeah.
So, but also along these same lines, I feel like you can look at cultures and say, well, based on these stereotypes, there's a whole lot more bad stereotypes about this culture than there is about that culture.
Okay.
And by those metrics, you could say this culture is inferior to that culture.
Okay.
Or this culture is better than that culture. And, you know, there are just some things that are really obnoxious, and it's a cultural thing. So.
Such as? What are you getting at here, young Adolf?
In my experience, in most of my life, Brazilians, which we're sharing dinner tonight with one,
what?
Seem to be happy and good looking.
Okay.
Brazilians are happy, good looking people.
Interesting.
Right?
I've certainly seen video footage of Carnaval.
And they crank out some fantastic racing drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Senna?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Verstappen?
Tony Kanaan, Verstappen.
I tried to think of the most non-Brazilian named person.
yeah, you're right. That sounds very Norwegian or German.
I think. Anywho.
So, you know, there are stereotypes there. And also the food that comes along with it. I feel like we can judge based on the food. Brazilian food?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wait a minute.
What has Brazil given us? Great racing drivers and the restaurants where it's just endless meat as long as you have the green side up.
There could be a German Brazilian driver because all the Nazis went there.
True.
And Argentina.
Huh.
Hmm. Anyway.
That's where Hitler lived his remaining years, some say.
Some say.
So, yeah. Brazil, for example, good.
Yeah.
China, we know they're kind of the worst. Right?
Well, the people or their government?
Most of the people are pretty brainwashed by their government.
The people are extremely brainwashed.
But on one-on-one interactions, they're pretty all right people. Like, they don't get in the way. They're just kind of funny.
Very polite.
Yeah. They're very polite.
I've met...
Polite.
Actual, like... I mean, I've met a few actual Chinese people from China, and they're generally pretty polite and happy-ish. At least they act happy.
They're not happy.
Because it's in a work environment that I've mainly hung out with them.
Right.
They do love cigarettes and drinking.
Yeah.
So,
and kneeling and smoking, or squatting and smoking.
Like while pooping?
No, they all.
Or they just pop a squat.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The squat smoke.
Yeah, the squat and smoke. The people staying in my house were doing that.
It's like sitting, but not.
Yeah, they don't
need
have
a chair.
They don't have chairs.
Yeah. It's like a chair anywhere while you have a cigarette.
Any chair.
The world's your chair when you can squat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Middle Eastern folk like that, too. They're good at that. I think any culture where they can't afford chairs.
Yeah.
It's popular.
So,
also, the Chinese poop in like holes in the floor. You ever seen a Chinese toilet?
No.
It's basically a hole in the floor.
Yeah, I don't trust cultures that have that.
They also have a lot of money, so I think that's going the way of the dodo.
I would imagine. I would hope. Yeah.
I think when you get the money, first thing is... How about a chair for that hole?
Yeah. So
that's a Chinese or at least Southeast Asian for sure.
That looks like the world's funnest urinal.
Yeah, it's just basically like a urinal turned upside down and embedded in the floor.
You do a push-up and piss on that.
But
piss-ups.
I've heard that people also like that style of toilet because if you can do the squat shit, you're not touching the rim of anything.
Oh, so technically it might be more simple. There's a splash effect.
There's no water.
But
in
there's
it,
the handles. If you're holding the handles, then you're,
oh, yeah,
you're touching,
handle, yeah.
You're touching pre-duty hands and post-duty hands.
Dookie.
Yeah, but I feel like it's easier to wrap your hands with toilet paper than it is to line the seat.
That's true. If you want to do the dance, you can.
Yeah.
Well,
Cottonelle
see,
mittens.
I also.
Bring a walker in with you.
I would rather.
or a like a cord you can strap to it and just kind of hold them.
Yeah, oh, yeah, some rubber up. Bands. You can
just,
yeah. some,
just do a dip.
Yeah.
Dip. Just doing dips in there.
Shit dips.
Yeah.
Now, see, to be fair, I would rather touch something with the skin of my butt, which will never touch anything else until I shower.
That's a hell of a sound drop.
Versus, like, touching something gross with your hand that then interacts with everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That though you do wash your hands after. I don't know. I don't understand. Well, like, as long as there's not an actual turd on the toilet seat, I'm not grossed out by toilet seats because, like, the only thing that's touching is the skin around my anus, and it's not like I'm eating food off of my butt. So,
speak for yourself.
Or the back of my thigh. Yeah. It'd be real hard to, like, get some carrots back there.
So, I think it's possible for the Chinese people collectively to be unhappy people, which I believe that they are. I don't think they're happy. However,
well, they're an oppressed people.
The good thing about the Chinese people,
no.
Whenever you encounter them as American, it doesn't matter how oppressed, how unhappy they are perfectly polite mm-hmm. and cordial, and their oppression, their unhappiness, does not make its way out to you as an American interacting okay. with the Chinese yeah. people.
They're also very productive.
Yeah. And outside of the occasional points in time where they're throwing bats at your face.
Yeah. Well, the Chinese like to go on stabbing sprees in schools, too.
Do they?
Yeah, like adult Chinese men will just go. I think one happened recently, and they just like stab the shit out of 30-some kids.
So they're more polite Americans.
Yeah.
Big whoop.
You think they'd be more efficient, though.
Well, they can't have firearms. So.
Yeah, but you'd still think they'd figure out some way to be more efficient than the Americans. But I guess knife is cheaper than a gun.
Well, actually, the Chinese are not an efficient people.
Oh.
They're an insanely industrious people, but they don't innovate, and they don't really come up with better...
Yeah.
They don't come up with better methods of, like, manufacturing, per se. They just attack it with numbers.
They're copy and paste.
Yeah. Like, the Japanese innovate like fucking crazy. Like, they are, you know, that's kind of, like, their cultural thing.
Yeah, we just watched Gung Ho.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've been wanting to watch a movie for a long time.
Oh, we just watched it like a week ago.
Yeah, and it was filmed near
all around here.
Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah. He even says the word jagoff in it. Huh. And they're wearing a Steelers hat the whole time. Like
oh,
one
yeah.
guy and,
the Steelers.
Yeah. And it takes place in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so anyway, the Chinese, though, they know how to work. That's for sure, because I don't think they have a choice.
Here's a culture I got a problem with.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Episode 429.
But here's why. The stereotype has never been proven wrong, at least in my experience. Whenever you've been in, near, around the home of Indian people.
Oh.
What comes to mind?
Smelly.
What? Why would you say that?
Toyota
curry.
Camrys.
Wow. Good guess, but
Corollas. Sorry.
Puke was on the right track.
Some sort of smell.
Yeah.
But it's delicious.
Yeah, but it's not just curry, like, or maybe the curry stench comes out of their body. But Middle Easterns are also due to the fact they don't have a lot of running water, in my experience, we're smelly people.
Okay.
So not a great example from my point of view, because I mean, like, I was in Afghanistan and Iraq, so...
But even immigrants to the U.S. that are successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's plenty of Indian doctors. I bet their houses fucking reek.
Yeah. Everyone's heard the stereotype of, like, being in an apartment with an Indian neighbor. And
Brett
like,
had... been in Manchester. Brett had an Indian neighbor.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
and
about
you
that.
Could not walk the halls of this apartment building without... It just fucking reeked. Like, you'd be outside the building and it reeked.
They just... They have too many spices.
Yeah.
They've gone too far with the spice
world.
Well, unfortunately for me,
uh-oh,
I was renting for over 2 months to an Indian family in one of my houses.
Oh, no.
They vacated, and I walked into this place. First of all, it was very messy. That's one problem. Second of all, fucking reeked.
Now, what did it reek of?
I assumed curry.
Okay.
And
it wasn't a soul body odor smell or something?
Tim Curry?
I don't know. I don't believe he was Indian, so I don't think it smelled like him. But, yeah, after the place was cleaned and aired out significantly, curry smell not gone.
Uh-oh.
So you know what I did today?
I do not know what you did today.
I had to Google how to remove curry smell. And I had to go to the fucking store, and I had to buy cinnamon sticks.
Oh, interesting.
And I had to do some fucking witchcraft in this goddamn house. And I don't know. I don't know that it's gone. I don't think it's gone. I removed all the air filters because there are 6 ductless HVAC units.
Yeah.
I removed all the air filters. Got to buy new ones.
Oh, is it impregnated into the air
filter? It's impregnated into the everything.
Oh, no.
It's in. I think it has to be burnt down.
Oh, right. Just reconstructed.
And then I stopped by another one of my places to go collect rent from somebody. And I was right in the middle of this fucking curry nightmare. And the guy was asking me about some houses and what's going on. And I told him, like, yeah, I'm going to buy this and this and this because I got to get this smell out of there. And he goes, oh, that's interesting. I moved into an apartment once when I was younger. And it turns out there was an Indian couple that lived there before me for 2 years. Well, I lived in that apartment for 3 years, and I did everything I could think of for 3 entire years. And after 3 years, that smell was still there. And I go, great, great.
Did you try pouring tomato juice on the walls?
I got this enzyme stuff for cat piss. I got I boiled white vinegar with cinnamon sticks.
Really? Doing witchcraft over there?
That's what I said. Yeah. I did fucking voodoo.
Oh, man.
So this is bad.
Did you try Febreze?
Not yet. So
wait, nothing smells worse than a frat house. So have a frat type party.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
It'll smell like beer and
just
piss.
Just pour some beer on the carpet.
Yeah, and I feel like beer is easier to get the smell out of than fucking curry. So I don't get it. They've been gone for almost a week now.
Yeah.
Still fucking reeks of curry. Every linen has been washed or destroyed by their children.
Their children washed your linen?
No, their children, I think, wrote with crayons and markers and pens on everything.
What the fuck's wrong with kids? Why would you like try to draw on cloth?
I don't know, but
weird.
I get a kid to being a kid and doing a thing, but doing it to 90% of my linens?
That seems excessive.
Yeah. So it's been a fun week. But, you know, for as racist and as insensitive as that sounds, have you ever heard a foreign person talk about other nationalities?
Oh, have I? Yeah. Talk to some Koreans.
Holy shit, white people. Oh. If you've only ever heard racism from other white people, you haven't heard real racism.
Yeah. Oh, you got
white people aren't racist.
Talk to some Chinese and or Koreans about
anybody.
The Japanese, yeah. Especially. The Koreans are, oh boy, do they hate the Japanese.
And look how well they're doing.
Kind of a good reason, but the Japanese were pretty fucking awful there around 1940-ish.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Japanese people, you know, Pearl Harbor. I don't know a single American that hates Japanese people.
My grandmother.
Okay, well,
so
this generation.
Yeah. I mean, it went away pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is extremely obnoxious how Americans somehow.
It is very noxious.
Americans have been like saddled with this "we're the only racist ones" banner, and it's like. Yeah, there's pieces of shit all over the planet that have preconceived.
These people were perfectly nice. And I got along with them, but holy fuck, you could have cleaned up after yourselves a little bit. In the curry thing,
Who were they racist against though?
Oh, these people weren't racist.
Oh,
at least I didn't witness any racism.
Okay.
I'm just saying, have you ever heard other races? I did experience something recently, but not with these people.
Okay,
but yes, have you ever heard any foreigner say racist things? It's always way more racist than anything any American would ever say.
Yeah. I think there was somewhere in Europe, there's a pretty famous like YouTube video of like a soccer match, and they were like chucking bananas at the team that they were playing against was like African, and they were just, the whole game was like bananas being chucked in the field.
Wow.
So, yeah, it happens elsewhere.
So
you know the Russians are fucking racist. Those people are, yeah, they are the worst.
America is the only society with like plenty of mixed races. Russians only have Russians. Japanese only have Japanese.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Chinese only have Chinese and white American businessmen.
Right. As far as cultural, you know, melting pot, America is the,
yeah,
the worst, but it's the greatest.
Germany is a little bit.
Yeah.
They're getting there now.
Look at Western Europe. It's pretty fucked.
Now.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, they still had like fucking hundreds of thousands. Not, they had thousands of years of homogeneity of a society before like these foreigners showed up. Whereas America has started off with a lot of.
Yes, Puke, we get it. The French are fags.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to get at.
Always got to work that one in.
Yeah. With their au jus.
Yeah. What of it?
What other races do you hate, Andrew? So,
that's all I got.
There's not much we can say about this whole what's happening right now, I don't think. The whole Black Lives Matter
thing. Okay. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say. I get super pissed about things that I've been guilty of in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can criticize actions and people that are not like me, but when it's like a former version of me, I criticize it a whole lot more.
Okay.
Like, I don't have patience for... This is why I hate myself at any point in history up to this very moment, and one moment from now, I will hate myself this moment too.
Okay.
So I have no patience for things that resemble shit that I've done in the past.
Yeah.
So when I think about all the anti-racist, anti-cop stuff that we see now, it's like, no, that was me in the past. And
yeah,
boy, was I a shithead.
Yeah. Well,
but I was right. And guess what? I wasn't even as much of a shithead as a lot of these people.
Well, yeah.
I at least knew enough to focus on the cops. Like, yeah, I'll go fucking crack a beer at the police station and, you know, say no and stand in front of this and get handcuffed for that.
You didn't go looting?
Didn't go looting. Would happily steal stuff from a police station, though.
Yeah.
Still to this day, I will.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation, and it's very depressing because it's just... Like, I was doing good staying off of Twitter up until last week, and now I've been going there, like, every day to be like, what's on fire now? And it's an insane mentality that is infecting a lot of, or possibly a lot, of society. What's that? What?
If Putin changed his name and decided to join the riots, what would his name be?
Ooh.
Lootin'?
Glad we are ye lootin'. I kind of fucked it up.
What?
But instead of Vladimir Putin?
Oh, yeah.
Glad we are looting?
Yeah.
That, okay. That
worked. Anyway, go ahead. I was way too excited about that.
Glad we are looting. What the fuck was I saying?
I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I was just saying, like, it's depressing because the media is such a fucking piece of shit. And then the colleges have, you know, infected so many young people's minds. And, like, you know, most of these riots were started by what appears to be, like, Antifa white kids. Like, here in Pittsburgh, the kid they arrested for, like, starting most of the unrest that one night was this 20-year-old from a well-to-do neighborhood. And I fear that, like, a lot of that is pervasive at this point. I don't know how you can undo any of this shit because social media and what they're being... you know, brainwashed in colleges with and stuff like that. I don't know how you can turn that stuff around. And it's very depressing.
It's kind of why I'm looking forward to going to West Virginia.
Yeah, it really makes Kaczynski look like a good option.
Yeah.
Without the bombing part, because the Antifa will be doing that. But like, ever since the protests got violent, if you watch anything... I think Fox News is the only one, but like all the newspapers and CNN and all that shit, I don't think they've hardly ever said the word riot or loot. Like they're all just protesters.
Yeah.
But like Charlottesville, where some of these like free speech that were right wing, you know, I mean, obviously this is like.
You sure you want to say Charlottesville?
Well, Charlottesville is an example of like they kind of got into a tussle and people called that a riot. But yet, like, parts of New York City and L.A. are, and Minneapolis are, you know, utterly fucking destroyed, like a, you know, a war zone, and they won't call that a riot. It's insane. I don't know. It's very hard to articulate thoughts, you know, in a very short, like, sentence without just coming off sounding like a racist piece of shit. But is that because...
So like, I was saying earlier, it's so hard to sound not racist.
But that's here's the other thing, too, is that...
There's so many labels for racist.
Like, you can... Nowadays in society, you don't have to say anything that's actually racist. You just have to have an opinion that differs from...
Silence is violence, Puke.
Yeah, exactly. Like, shit like that. Like, it's fucking insanity. And now you're a violent racist. And you're like, what? I wasn't even paying attention to what was going on. But because you're white and you're not actively involved, like, you're not actively kneeling at a Black Lives Matter rally
and tweeting your apologies,
and apologizing for being white, your white privilege.
You can't say the human race is the best race without sounding racist.
Yeah. Like, okay. So, yeah, it's crazy. Along those lines, though, I've heard some very interesting, you know, political commentary from things like Tim Pool on YouTube, and Joe Rogan had some people on his podcast. It was number 1485. Was actually a really good. He had two guests. They're called Crystal, and the guy's name was Sagar. There's some commentators that have a show on The Hill, which I guess is a political like website. I don't know if it's a newspaper per se, but anyway, they made some really excellent points that like a lot of this shit is, you know, basically orchestrated by the media. And then also the corporations always jump on board. Like, you see all these corporations. This was like the one point that I was really like, oh, fuck, I never thought about that. Like we made fun of at the beginning of the show, corporations are just, they have to get their, because they're afraid of the mob justice or the cancel culture, they have to get this statement out there saying, like, we support Black Lives Matter, we're for this and we're for that, when it's usually mostly just platitudes, and it is a great distraction from whatever those corporations might be doing that's really shitty.
Well, it's two things. One, it's in case some scandal does pop up.
Yeah.
If there's a scandal that hints at racism or sexism and that company didn't come out in Fruit Bowl ahead of time, then it's going to look like they're 100% for racism or sexism. That's me the conclusion.
Right.
If they didn't come out and make that statement. But on the flip side...
But the reason that conclusion has come to is because the media is filled with, like, you know, activist lunatics. They're not journalists.
The other reason for doing it on a corporate level is exactly what you just said. To distract from what... might be a truly awful thing that they're actively doing.
Yeah. And then, you know, on the flip side, it's so hard because, you know, I feel conflicted because, like you said earlier, it's like, we're not fans of cops. Cops do...
I know. I hate having to be, like... I hate that I end up arguing against the people who are arguing against cops.
Right. Because somehow they manage to get so shitty... And, like, focus on a non... You know, they focus on the issue of race so hard when the issue would... Like, I think they would get more support if they just focused on, look, the cops have way the fuck too much power. But instead, they say the cops have too much power, and they only use it against people of color.
I just want to go, look, asshole, whoever's protesting or whatever today and fruit bowling and making all these things. Puke and I were out there protesting police brutality... Way before it was cool. Right.
And
This is what I hate. This is why I hate everyone young today is acting like everything is new.
Yeah.
Nothing is new. Everything you're doing, kid. My dad used to say this to me when I was growing up. This is, I think, why I'm so angry about it. my dad told me when I was growing up, he goes, there is nothing you can think of that I haven't thought of before you.
Yeah.
And I go, what do you mean? He goes, there's no joke you can pull, no prank you can play.
Okay.
No matter how creative you think you are, I've already been there and done it. And I'm like, oh, fuck you. Yeah. I live in a new world.
Yeah.
Everything is new and creative. When you were growing up, you barely had the wheel. That's what I thought. But as I get older, I go, you know what? No. No. Yeah. He was right.
Yeah.
And I'm right now when I say that these kids protesting, they're angry about shit that people... well before them, like me, have been angry about. And people well before me, like back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Like Kent State. Like all the racial stuff in the 60s.
Yeah.
It's all been done. You're not special. You're not new. Shut the fuck up and stop making it worse.
Well, and the you know, I mean, if they actually...
They don't shut up, but like, Focus on police brutality. Right. Focus on militarization of the police.
Focus on the fact that...
No one disagrees with you on that.
Why is it the cities, all these cities that are controlled by Democrat mayors are the ones with all the worst conditions for the black community, but they never focus on that, you know? They're like the slaves of the voting body. You know, they've been... It's not like Republicans are fucking good either, but the Democrats, you know, like... They're the ones that, you know, involve all this welfare and mind.
Democrats are way the fuck scary.
Yeah. So that's very depressing. And, yeah, you watch a video of, like, shitty looters, and then you watch a video of the shitty cops, you know, in the same fucking riot, and you're like... I hate everybody. I hate all these fucking people. But the only ones that really get attention is, you know, the one group. Like, oh, we need to support this one group only, Black Lives Matter. Okay, yes, we should. But we should also realize that the reason that, you know, they have such a problem is not just because white people exist and that white people were shitty 100 years ago.
But here's the thing. It doesn't matter.
The problem is like Twitter. You have to make a soundbite of 180 characters on Twitter and just spew it out there. And there's no room for nuance.
I don't even think that's the problem. I think the problem is if they focus on the problem and somehow it gets resolved or improves the problem that's identified.
Yeah.
Then what's left?
What's left to campaign for?
If right? we just say inherent systemic oppression, systemic racism, well, there's no end to that. That's never ending.
Right.
That's a battle we can lobby for forever.
It's the war on terror.
Yeah.
But now the enemy is your neighbor.
Yep.
Oh, my neighbor's a different race. We're enemies now, I guess. yeah, it sucks.
So on that note, I want every listener to think about the apology that Puke made at the beginning of the show.
Uh-huh.
And please ignore while he goes and rapes a baby. A white baby.
Yeah, then it'll be fine.
He's got taste. Come on.
Yeah.
We were fact-checked on Instagram.
Who?
The show. I made a post.
Fact-checked?
Fact-checked. So I don't know if you know that there's the social media websites are getting real uppity with the, like, if you say anything about coronavirus, then
careful
they might...
with the word uppity.
Yeah.
And the racist virus.
Oh, shit. But, like, people have had YouTube videos taken down or blocked or books blocked on Amazon, all this shit because... Well, if you're not thinking the right way,
if you're not following the CDC,
oh yeah,
we were a victim of this. Fuck, I should have brought it up. But on Instagram, I put up a post on our
of the Magic Spoon
Portman show. I put a little. We took pictures of the boxes, and I put a little blurb that said, like, you know, episode 207. We tried all five flavors of hashtag Magic Spoon cereal. And a few days later, I got a message in my, like, messages for Instagram that says, since your post includes information about COVID-19, we've added a link to CDC.gov.
Yeah.
And now the post has this little thing up there that's like, what?
Did you figure out why?
No.
Because the sign that says COVID-19 alert is in the photo.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. You, the photographer, didn't figure that out.
I didn't know that!
Looked at it for 2 seconds while driving, saw that and went, oh, okay, is he pointing that out? I don't understand the point of this joke he's making. I don't get it.
No, I was like, what the fuck? We didn't say anything about... Jesus Christ.
Puke stole this sign.
Yeah, I stole a sign from a park that said COVID-19 alert because it was...
It's the park that attacked him.
It was...
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, was it?
That was frisbee golf.
We went frisbee golf.
Yeah. Oh.
That was actually just laying at our feet in the parking lot, and I was like, well, shit, this is kind of an interesting, like, little like, souvenir of the
times.
Fucking COVID-19.
Well, that sign, the first word on it is COVID-19 alert in really big letters. That was... pretty prominently on display in the background of this image.
It's not that prominent. There's a fuckload of shit going on in this image.
Including
with
the word COVID-19.
But COVID-19, I mean, look at how small it is in the image. It's way down there. Like, it's not like I took a picture of that sign. It's in the background. It's tiny. I never fucking thought about
that
word being in the background. So that means their algorithm picked that out?
Yeah.
If their algorithm can find a tit, it can find that.
Yeah. If it can find a nipple... You think it can't find COVID-19?
Wait, does Instagram censor nipples?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Probably. Jesus.
There's shit that censors nipples.
Now I feel... Jesus, well...
Or somebody reported you.
Ooh. What if?
I don't know how this shit works.
If that's the case, that's fucked up because we have a private account.
Nipple alert.
Okay. Wow. Wow. God, I feel dumb. Anyway. the other thing to do with that, I'll never remember where that was. The other thing to do with COVID-19 is it's been 3 months. I've been going to work this whole time. Never had any lapse in work. Like, they're like, you fucking, you make prototype weapons for the Navy, so you got to keep up. You're super essential. So for 3 months now, we've just been going to work. I think a month ago, they made us start putting on masks.
Has anybody from your work fallen ill?
No, not that anyone is aware of. And then,
except for that guy who's ill in the hospital.
What? No, that's not COVID-19. Oh. That's that
still counts. It's during
that's
COVID.
Just because he's a. It might count. Jesus. No, unfortunately, he's just of a advanced age, I'll say. And anyway,
sounds like you hate him.
No, he is a great guy. I'm very sad that he's in the hospital. But anyway, he's just old, and like shit happens to old. When you have a bunch of old coworkers, like a lot of them get ailments, right? It's kind of weird because I work with basically everyone is older than I am, I think. At least down on the production floor. Anyway, they implemented a program I think is really going to start happening next week. It's kind of like this dumb shit with the mask at the restaurant. I hate this shit because I have to go to a website that's like obviously some company that the corporation is paying. Because you go to this website and you have to put in your phone number. Then they send you a text and you put in a code, which I guess proves it's you or some dumb shit. Then you answer. I had to sign up, so I put in information like my email address.
Yeah, they call that the TUFA.
Two-factor. Well, this is, I don't have a password. It's just like, yeah, factor authentication. So I'm fucking pissed because it assumes that I own a smartphone and that I want to give my goddamn phone number to the company. Like, it's kind of fucking bullshit. Now, you're giving me quite the eyeballs there,
yeah,
Jew boy.
Yeah, I'm sick of this. No, because I see
you've turned into the man. I still fight for the rights of the worker.
No, I see this with education and my day job where so much emphasis and so much talk is like, well, with distance learning, what about the kids who don't have access to internet?
Yeah.
What about the people who don't have access to cell phones?
Well, then. When it comes to education.
I get it.
If it's a college. Yeah.
But, like, all the talk and time wasted and discussion about it, you could fucking buy them internet for a couple months.
Yeah, true.
Buy them a 10-year-old smartphone.
Now, a lot of times colleges require, I went through a graphic design course. I was required as part of the course to have a computer.
I just don't like this, what if I don't have a smartphone?
Part of my employment was not that I had to have a smartphone.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you can agree with that point.
You can agree that you can quit and walk away at any point in time.
Oh, but then I won't get money. Whereas instead, I can just be a little
dickhead. These people who give me money want things for that money.
Yeah. So anyway, the really stupid part, though, is that I guess you're supposed to do this before you go into work. But like...
Why?
So the idea is that in case you're sick, it will like... It'll show an alert that says, like, oh, God, you're fucking dying.
How does it
and
know
then
you're
they
sick?
Won't allow you because you have to answer some questions, like, do you have a fever? And you go, no. And then it asks you if you have any of these other symptoms. And you're like, I don't know. And then it says, okay. And it printed out this giant green card that was like, you're good to go to work. You're allowed to work. Here's your day pass into work. Yeah, and it's fucking retarded because I have to go into work to my computer to log into that shit and do it, and then at some point my supervisor comes around. He's like, okay, you're allowed. But if I was... I don't know. It's so fucking stupid. We've been working there for 3 months. Nobody's gotten sick. This is all bullshit.
During the peak, too.
During the alleged peak. Now that it's basically over, because all these loots and riots and protests have proven that this virus obviously isn't that big a fucking deal, because you have, you know, thousands of people for 10 days straight.
Well, the media's making more money now. They're like, we're going to make more money reporting this. So.
Right. They finally found something that they can get ratings on. So they're like, fuck the virus. We'll forget about that now.
Even I've been like addicted to getting angry at the fucking virus news.
Yeah.
You're addicted to getting angry?
I don't watch the news, but I've been.
Yeah.
It was like day 10 of it. I'm like, man, I'm not watching news anymore.
Well, that's why I originally had to delete like Reddit and Twitter and stuff. Is yeah. Because it was just
I've only done the local stuff. And like when it's not forcing its way into my life, like a couple days ago, I actually had to go on Google and like look like local Pittsburgh news.
Wow.
And like click on things and like seek it out because I felt like I wasn't getting enough. And I went, oh, this is the problem. I can't wait to get back to West Virginia.
You had a quarter and you're walking around looking for a machine.
Yeah.
Like, where can I get the print?
I'll trade you this for news.
Yeah. So
perhaps I can make a phone call.
Yeah. It sucks. I mean, it doesn't help that, like, you know, I'm going to be fired here in 2 months. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that they're laying us all off and all this shit. So it's like, when all these piddly bullshit things come down from a corporation, and it's solely so that the corporation is not held liable. Like, if somebody does get sick, they can't sue the company because the company's like, we had a thing in place.
Yep.
We said, you're not sick.
And also, they want to track. Get sued. Like, oh, James said that, he was feeling marginal, and then we had an outbreak.
Yeah. And then they can like fire you, maybe. I don't know. But it's really hard.
And Marginal said, I never did anything with that man.
But it's fucking frustrating to be at a job that's soon not to be your job. Not because you chose it to not be your job.
Yeah.
And then they, like, all this bullshit, I'm just like, I don't fucking care, man.
I went through that. It was like, hey, we can't work because of COVID. Go home.
Yeah.
2 months later, I got a new job.
Yeah. Ah, it's frustrating. I don't
Let's
know.
Let's get we this have to go port to dinner. Man Shover.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Larry, for coming out and sharing us photos of a Chinese toilet. Remember, wear your mask while you're eating food. Just shove, just puree all the food and then suck it through that mask.
One of those crazy straws. It goes around your eyes.
It's been Pour My Show. Bye.
Bye, chat. Bye, listeners. Bye.
I want lasagna.
You have been listening to Portman Show. Go to portmanshow.com/VIP to sign up for as little as $5 a month on Patreon to help support our drinking habits. Get a cool t-shirt or shower curtain by going to portmanshow.com/merch. Send us an email to show@portmanshow.com. You can listen to Portman Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcasting app. Please join us on YouTube at portmanshow.com/live. Hit the notification link to know when we're going live every time. Last night I woke along with a whisper in my ear. Reflecting on my aspirations and my fears. And when the song came off, the voice had disappeared. But it would linger on for years. He said you can't just blame it on a mother. Claim everything they did was always wrong. And there's nothing we can do but watch it crash. And there ain't no right or wrong where we know we won't be long. And there's nothing we can do but watch it crash. So mercy, mercy. Truth, they'll still just make believe. Mercy, mercy, me. We can't just blame it on our mothers. And everything they did was always wrong. And there ain't no turning back when the train is off its track. And there's nothing we can do but watch it crash. And there ain't no right or wrong when we know it won't be long. And there's nothing we can do but watch it crash. That's all they came for, that's all they took. That's all we had to offer, only dirty looks. And when they realized we'd given all we could, that's when they finally understood. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. Haunted by the memories of things we'll never see. Guilty for the statements that we'll never get to speak. Mercy, mercy me.
it struck, and there's nothing we can do to watch it crash. And there ain't no right or wrong, and we know it won't be long. And there's nothing we can do to watch it crash. Watch it crash, and there's nothing we can do.